B-Pod Studios.
I am told that we are supposed to cease local programming for a special report. I am supposed to go here for the special report, and somebody is supposed to be on this hookup. Hello? Hello?
Check.
Hello?
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hello?
Check.
Are you there?
Check. 1, 2.
Hello? Is this Bob Bandy?
Check. I don't hear anything.
You're on the air, Bob. Bob.
Yeah. Bob Bandy here on this end. How are we coming through?
Bob?
Yeah, how are we coming through?
You're on, Bob.
We coming through okay?
You're coming through a lot. Bob, you're on. You are hooked up in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Okay. We got the, I can't hear you too well. We got the international package wrap coming your way.
Bob.
If you want to go ahead and roll tape.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
You can shut off your uplink. We're on the air.
Roger that.
Shut it off.
Testing uplink.
Hello, Bob.
Check that uplink.
You can shut the uplink off. We're on.
Okay, so we can go ahead and roll up.
Bob?
Roger?
You can shut it off. Shut it off. You're on the radio now.
Roger that. Do we have tape rolling? Over.
Yes. Tape's rolling.
Must be something to do with that time difference. We keyed in. Yeah. Okay.
We're keyed in. Do your report.
A little bit of a delay, but I can work with that. Hell.
How are things in Korea now?
How are things in Chinatown?
Korea. How are things in Korea?
Yeah, that's what we're doing here is a Korea package.
Where are you in Korea?
Yeah, just let me know when you're ready to roll tape there, Roger.
Oh, for crying. I'm ready. Just roll tape.
Okay, Roger. Rolling and Bullet Bob Bandy, Korea package coming your way in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, jeez.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy coming to you live on the DMZ, a troubled part of the world in no man's land, Korea.
Wait, stop tape.
Chen Yang, stop tape.
Stop tape. Where are you?
Hold on, we're not even rolling tape.
Stop.
We're not even rolling tape, over.
Don't worry about this. I have you through the link up.
Was that coming through the speaker? Or?
Don't worry about the speaker. Don't worry about it. You are coming through on the radio station.
Fine. Roger.
Try the feed again and tell everybody where you're at. It's not no man's zone, Korea. There's gotta be a place that you're at.
I would think there would be some goddamn way to check the feed.
The feed's fine.
Feed.
Roll tape.
Roger. Which one do I? Which one do I push? Oh, that's crop switch. Excuse me. Coming your way in 3, 2, and. Good afternoon, everybody. Bullet Bob Bandy coming to you from Ground Zero, the most troubled part in a troubled world. We are in the DMZ in Korea. Now, you might go, is that the northern or the southern area?
Yes,
well, it's both and neither.
What?
Damn it, I think it got cut.
It didn't get cut.
This is Bandy, over.
Yeah, you didn't get cut.
Cut what?
You're live on the air.
I don't know. Now. Well, I'm through count.
Go! Yeah.
Here we go. Roll them.
Roll them.
Come back. I couldn't make it out.
You're alive.
I'm just going to assume they got it.
We've
can't
got
hear a damn
you.
Thing. I can't hear a damn thing. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Go! Blaze, go!
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go. We're assuming you got it on your end, Roger.
Roger.
Good afternoon, Roger. This is Bob Bandy reporting live from the demilitarized zone in Korea. As you may have heard, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea earlier today... Did a provocation against people of Seoul, South Koreans.
Check that.
Hold on, I guess we got a line problem now. Yeah, that Bandy here. We wanted into a line problem, some sort of line problem.
You're fine. You are fine.
I am fine. How are you?
Roll tape.
Roll them. How many damn? And what? Well, Bob Bandy here. We are in a... That sounds too damn casual. Goddamn world crisis. Check that. My bad. And what? Bullet Bob Bandy, I am standing at the demilitarized zone.
You're standing.
Here in Korea. And I'd like to start this special broadcast, special coverage report off with a hearty thank you to the proprietor here. Of an establishment, the only establishment located in the American zone here on the DMZ. No, nobody's supposed to be here. We got an army base. And on that base is a little slice of America. It's an establishment run by a Korean. And the place we're broadcasting from is Round Eye Burger Fry. You go yummy, yummy in your tummy, tummy. They serve up meat burgers here and a little bit of French fries, which are prohibitively expensive. If I didn't have them comped, I wouldn't be enjoying any. But it's hard to enjoy anything on a somber day like today. The South Korean government has condemned the attack and saying that it's unnecessary provocation of some sort with them laying a couple of shells out there on the island of...
The island of what?
The island of Yong Fang. Yeah.
Roger.
This is an island located in what they call the West see on the western side of the state. And a whole lot of trouble out there.
The state? What about a country? What state?
Yeah, it's located on the western side of the state.
Over.
Roger. Yeah, you know these people, they like to live in their thatched huts and whatnot. They catch on fire easy. I imagine a bottle rocket had set those some bitches on fire. But I got to tell you, it's an eerie silence here in the demilitarized zone of South Korea. Or, pardon me, you're not allowed to say that. This is technically no man's country here.
Ground zero. Ground zero.
Come back.
You're at ground zero.
Yes, that is true, Roger. There are two sides to the story, and I cannot sit here and be a parent for the Western imperialist media. And, of course, at the point of a bayonet, I do realize, as an objective journalist, that there are two sides to every story, including North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency, who has a representative here with a rifle and a bayonet. With the North Korean view on today's events is Lieutenant General Zhao.
We come your way in 3, 2, and 1. Should the South Korean puppet group dance through the territory of what a BPRK even?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Chuck the Freak.
And now back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Mood like a girl.
Hi, everybody.
Just lesson learned.
Yeah.
And you move on.
Okay. Yeah. Don't go easy with him because his mood changed.
No, man.
I thought he was in a good mood.
And then it went bad and he was ready to walk out a second ago.
No, I'm in a damn good mood, man, but come on.
What?
What's up?
I got no beef with you. Everything, yeah. You and I are good.
Cool, man. All right.
So how'd your mood change in like,
just don't worry about it.
And now it's back to spaz again.
No,
can I talk about it, Dave?
No, that's
yes,
not.
No, yes.
No, no.
All right, I won't.
Please.
I won't.
I'll talk about
it. No, of course you will.
Here's the thing.
I got no.
No, I think that this needs, when we come on the air like this, nobody knows what the hell's going on,
right.
And you're whining like a woman.
No, I'm not.
We need to get this thing straight.
No bitch, man.
Well, you've been acting like it.
What? What did he just say?
He's acting like a bitch.
I said, I ain't no bitch, man.
Now, here's what's going on. See how his mood is, very manic today.
No, I was in a...
I want you to chill while I explain what happened.
But he's in a good mood.
Not now. Not now, look at him. He's not in a good mood right now.
Where's your mood, Dave?
It's been all over the place. It's been like a woman on her period.
Oh, you better shut up.
Because I thought he was in a good mood.
He was.
I am in a good mood.
See, he came in today. He and I are cool.
Yeah?
No disputes, no nothing. And I got a big announcement to make about him today. He's going to shine today, big time.
Are you?
Yeah. We had a talk. Remember, Mangus came in here and he expected, and I said, we have a big announcement for you. This is a huge responsibility on you, but that's not now.
All right.
We got to settle why you're acting like a bitch.
Shut up. Look, man.
He just said he's not acting like a bitch.
No, I'm
not. Wait a second. Stop. I want you to chill so I can talk to my buddy Haney. And the audience understands why we come on it like this.
And you just be in a good mood.
Yeah. So he was in a great mood. You and I are cool. And yes, on Wednesday he was here doing nothing. But on Wednesday he was here. And he said to me on Wednesday before he left... He said, hey, have a great evening, Stan. Tell your wife I said hi. I said, I'll do that, Dave. He says, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I will, because I've got work to do elsewhere. I'll see you on Friday.
That was the end of the show?
And that was the end of the show. I said, cool. Now, evidently, he told you a lie.
Oh, that would have been Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
On Wednesday. Saying... that he would be here on Thursday for you.
But it would be later in the day.
And I didn't know this conversation was going on, so Haney came into the room while Dave and I were talking, and we're cool, bro.
Right, we're cool.
Everything's right on.
And he was in a good mood.
And he was in a great mood. He was just singing.
So I spoiled his good mood.
And then you came in and you said, you did it again, Dave.
No.
And then suddenly he starts, this is all off the air, he starts whining and whimpering because... Haney expected to see him yesterday, and he didn't when Dave evidently told him that he would see him on Thursday.
Look,
when he told me,
we had a conversation in the parking lot, Stan.
And you lied to him.
No. I just got my words in my head mixed up, I guess.
And then it got him all upset that you were coming down on him, and then he was ready to leave.
You know why? Because I dedicate...
You and I are cool, bro. Talk to your main man over here.
It's because I'm stretching myself too thin. And
what are you talking about? He was using the comparison of how you promised to do my screens when
and
you haven't stretched thin nothing. That hasn't been done in 6 months.
Me and Dave, Mark had a conversation about that.
Before you dig yourself a hole, can I explain it?
I'm not digging a hole. I'm not.
No.
Dave is a very good guy, and he's a very hard worker.
Whatever.
And the only problem that Dave has had recently, he's been doing so good.
He's talking out both sides of his mouth.
Shut up.
What gets him into trouble is, and I've been working with him on this, because it doesn't matter He's getting himself into trouble for no reason.
Yeah, but you and I are cool, man. We're cool, bro. Right on. Right on.
And we'll use Stan's screen as an example.
Yep, let's go back a year.
A year ago, Stan is just, you know, talking out loud and says, boy, I have got to get the screen on my lanai redone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stan wasn't asking someone to do that.
No, no.
He was just making an observation.
Let's tell you, it goes this far back that D-Train was still our producer because he was telling, D-Train was telling me, I know how to put up a screen. I've got the stuff.
And Dave then raises his hand and goes, I do that stuff all the time.
Yep.
I can do it no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was no need for you to say that.
I know, and I committed myself at that point.
You sure
and
did.
Shut up.
See, the thing about Dave is I believe that he means what he's saying at the time.
I got
and
you
so,
hot, Rob.
And so he will say things.
What have I?
Nobody's done anything.
It's been a series of things like when I see Dave Friday after the show, and I go, so, bud, you going to be in on Monday? Absolutely. I got so much stuff to do, I'm going to be there Monday. And then he never shows up.
No. And he did that to you yesterday.
And my point to him is instead of saying that, just say, yeah, I know I'll be in at some point next week. I'm not sure when.
But, you know, he told me on Wednesday he wasn't going to be here. I wasn't expecting
him. He'll say he's going to be here or do that on specific days and for specific things.
Yeah.
And then they don't happen. And what I was explaining
to
him.
That's not always the case, man.
But what I was trying to.
Where's that happy mood, man?
But Dave.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man. It's gone.
You got to admit, what I was saying to you is if you'd never said you were going to be there in the first place, nobody would be upset about
it. Man, don't count on me, period. It's just
see how it gets?
Raining crap.
Hear the mood change?
Don't count on me, period, man. I'm good for nothing.
He's just trying.
No, this just sucks, man.
I still don't think you get it.
No. You think you're just being yelled at.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do understand, man.
You and I are cool, by the way.
I commit to too much.
We're cool.
I put too much on my plate, man, and I can't get it all done.
Right here,
I try.
Bro. Right here, bro.
And so... And so, like, hypothetically, tomorrow, you may have told somebody, yeah, man, let's go get them fish. Let's go fishing. Meanwhile, you've told Stan, yeah, I'll rescreen your lanai.
Yeah,
and then you're telling me, yeah, I'm going to come over and jam.
Oh, God.
Yep. That's what you do.
I don't put a workload like that.
Oh, he's got a big thing going on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. And he didn't invite me.
What?
Yeah, man.
Here's what he tells me. Can I say where
After
you're going?
After you invited him to your... Actually, you didn't invite him to your wedding.
No,
he didn't.
No, he forced his wedding.
I just showed
but
up.
But here's the deal. You know Steve, the shark guy?
Yeah.
He's got a swamp buggy. So here's what he tells me.
Oh, he's got a swamp buggy, too?
Yeah, man.
So here's what he tells
me. That guy is loaded.
With like a big 350.
He's got all the gear.
He's got big 350 bucks, six bucket seats.
Yeah, right on.
So at any rate... He tells me, big day on Sunday. I said, what's the big day on Sunday? Going to go out to the Everglades with Steve.
Yep.
We're going to go out there and have a little touch of nature and all that stuff.
Man.
And then what he says to me, I'll be sure to invite you one time. I said, well, I'm not doing nothing on Sunday. I'll be sure to invite you.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that.
Now, that's the first I heard about it.
It just started, man. It just came about. Hey, bro, I mean, you know, I'll figure something out. You want to ride?
No, I can't make it. But it would have been nice to be included.
You didn't invite me to your wedding, bro.
You were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
It didn't matter what I said.
We'll just show up in the Everglades.
You know what, Steve?
We'll find you.
And my wife is still hurt by that.
Steve has been asking me to go on the boat forever, but it never seems to happen.
Yeah. He says, just get with Dave. And Dave says, I'll invite you next time.
Are you kidding me?
That's what it is.
This is a conspiracy.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
We're gonna pee on you.
Ew. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Grab bag coming up in a second. Matt Manga's gonna be down at South Street today for a happy hour and a special brunch down there
and
tomorrow.
Please use decorum.
Yes.
Don't call him Matt Fungus.
No.
You can call him Matt Mangus or Mick Mungus.
Yeah, he's okay with that.
Yeah, which we cleared that with him.
Yep. Absolute Law text line. Dave's problem is that he always wants to be the big shot.
Uh-huh.
That's why he promises so much.
Yep.
Absolute Law text line. Dave the Waterman and all of his watered promises.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they call him the Waterman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. No. You and I are good today, brah.
What's up, though?
Here's the
thing. No, he's been really good for the better part of a year.
Oh,
wouldn't you say so, Dave?
Yeah, well, Dave will agree to that. You could have said it'd been better, good the better part of 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
He'll take it where he can get it, I guess.
That's legit.
This used to be a big day on Friday because Dave would always do something physical, or he'd do some food eating, and then we realized he can't do that anymore.
Stan, no, just a little break, Stan.
He doesn't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
But the last thing that he did... He consumed his own vomit, and it destroyed him.
Well,
now he can't do anything because of the power of his own vomit.
And so what he does now is just sit on that duff of his in here.
Come on.
So Matt Mangus came in today, and I had already been thinking
of
this.
That is not true. He's got to make a taco run later today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
This is, I'm talking about the show.
Oh. Well, that's different.
He's, sitting on that duff. Matt Mangus and I were, and you were in the room.
Yeah.
Here's what. In 1 hour from now, we usually have one of our segments where on Friday, Dave would do something. He doesn't do anything now. But it's a step forward for you.
Well, and
how is that?
Well, let me make my announcement.
In fairness.
And there's no fairness with him. He doesn't do anything.
Are you kidding me?
D-Train would bring in a lot of stuff a lot of times. He would think about all week how he could torture
Dave. Oh, I was thinking
Dave.
About stuff, and of course, you can't do it anymore. Like, So what we're going to do...
Not necessarily.
What we're going to do is we're going to leave the 4:35 segment open for you.
Uh-huh.
Much like everybody Haney does, I do, Rob does, we do what we call show prep.
Uh-huh.
Just have a general idea. It usually doesn't stick to it. But I want you for the next hour show prep because you're going to do something at 4:30. And then it's going to be your segment.
Something friggin' amazing.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah. That this is going to be your segment today.
We'll do some,
because anything that we select or do, you don't want to do anymore. Whether it's eating your own vomit or breaking a board against the grain.
We never asked him
to consume his
own vomit. He did that, and it destroyed him.
All right.
No outside substance could have destroyed him. It had to come from within him.
He couldn't even eat a Twinkie. No,
that was after drinking his own vomit.
No, he drank that.
All right.
Come up with something.
I got it. I already know.
Next segment, it's going to be Dave time.
Got it, 4:30, right?
Yep.
I do want to put one restriction on it, because I care about him. I know you don't.
No, I didn't give a rat's ass.
We're buds, man.
Dave, we're cool today, bro.
Yeah.
This cannot involve the dumpster.
Yes.
I know that's what you were thinking.
You love dumpster. Take dumpster out of it.
Because that he coon's out there, and I don't want you getting bit.
So whatever it is, next segment.
Right. And you know what? You're worried about chickens. You better worry about that raccoon.
Yeah, I am.
He is very frightened about the chickens.
You got 50 minutes.
Yeah, no problem, dude. It's already done.
Grab bag.
There's no chickens around here, Dave. You're safe. Just that he-coon you got to watch out for. What is it with the chickens you're worried about?
They got West Nile, man. I got them in my
backyard.
Yeah,
damn right they do.
I'm scared to death.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I don't want to catch no Nile virus.
Down in North Naples. Haney, last night I had some time on my end again at show prep, Dave. I said I have to write a song with what's going on right now.
A treat.
Yeah.
You haven't written a song in a
long
time.
Because the news has been really getting to me, and I was feeling a lot of emotion, and so, I put this together last night.
Some say what he did is wrong, misusing his influence, asking the Ukraine about the Biden thing on the phone. This is gonna be a mess, trying to find the real truth. People on both sides calling out their lies, the others do. Pelosi says she's ready to fight. The president says he's in the right. I guess we'll let the Congress decide. They're gonna try to impeach him for asking for a favor about Biden. He says that it's nothing, is he lying? And watching is all you and I can do. They're gonna try to impeach him, doing all they can do to unseat him. Not sure in 2020 they can beat him. I wonder if we'll ever know the truth. They're gonna try to impeach him.
Just a little thing I came up with last night to get it out of my system.
Yeah. You know, though, even in your songwriting.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't on purpose by you, but one thing that I've noticed the Democrats have done very successfully is to tie the word favor to Biden.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the transcript, where the word favor appears is at the beginning of a very long paragraph. And what immediately follows favor is the 2016 elections
the server.
What happened in the server.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very bottom of it, Biden.
Yep.
That's not the favor.
Yep. The server's the favor.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. This woman's laugh. Listen to this woman's laugh.
It's Are like, we sure it's a laugh?
Yes. And it sounds like a tea kettle. Listen to her.
Mark my dump truck in the flesh.
It sounds like a boy.
It's like a little tea kettle.
Does it sound like a tea kettle or a boy?
That sounds like a boy.
Yeah, well, naturally, you're going to go along with them.
No, because
I'm going with what it
like.
Is, and I heard it first thing this morning. It's a tea kettle.
By that's way, your ears, bro, not mine.
Stan dropped a hint, too, by the way, about 5 minutes ago. Show prep.
I already got it.
Oh.
Why am I dump truck in the flesh?
Sounds like a boy.
That's not a bird.
Boy.
Oh.
No, see, you're prejudiced.
Yep.
Prejudiced.
You are.
Yes, because it said in the description, this lady's laugh sounds like a tea kettle. If I played it for you, and you didn't know anything about it, you go, that sounds like a boy.
No.
You're a liar.
Hey, I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the show, the Kitchen Gun.
This kitchen is so hard to clean. If only there was an easier way.
Hi, I'm Derek Bum. Say goodbye to daily stains and dirty surfaces with new Kitchen Gun.
This sink is filthy, but just 3 shots from Kitchen Gun. And it sparkles like new. Look how it cleans this grubby tiles.
I love you, Kitchen Gun.
Rusty taps. There, all clean again. New Kitchen Gun, now with laser sight and night vision for after dark cleaning.
I love you, Kitchen Gun.
Yeah.
Look at that. Removes all the dirt and grime right there to the original finish.
This was in Broward County. This is so sick. Two guys from Broward. What?
As time goes by, do you feel like every time you go across the alley, you're kind of rolling the dice that something crazy might
Absolutely.
Happen?
Absolutely. Two guys in Broward County got into a fight over what they thought was someone else's trash. They saw a cart with wheels that was filled with junk. They thought someone was getting rid of it, and both wanted the cart.
Of junk.
Yep. Then one of them decided to, to get that cart, pulled the samurai sword, and started swinging it around at the other guy. There you go.
I saw a cart in the pile, and I thought I could use that. And when he pulled out the sword, I thought...
They both sound like scattered.
I couldn't believe that he was going to try to kill me for a cart. I should have just let him have the cart.
Is that Scatter?
Oh. It sounds like Scatter. Sounds a lot like him.
What would you have done, Dave? Somebody pulls a sword on you.
You got to get booking, man. You got to get out of there.
So if somebody's
especially
got a sword.
A samurai sword, man.
So if somebody's got a samurai sword, you're not a pussy to run off.
No, not in a situation like that, bro. You lose an arm.
This guy's from Bartow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I used to know Dave and Betty were from Bartow.
Now, let me explain. This guy is 85 years, or I take that back. This guy just celebrated his 100th birthday. And up in Bartow, he's a little bit of a celebrity. He's a golfer.
So he's Bartow famous.
Yeah, well, more than that. You see, a lot of people don't know that, you know, they talk about Jackie Robinson breaking the color line in baseball, being the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, African-Americans could not play on the PGA Tour.
What about Lee Elder?
Lee Elder was, Charlie Sifford was the one that broke the color line in playing a PGA event. This gentleman, his name is Herbert Dixon, and was a champion golfer on the National Black Tour. Black golfers had to play on their own tour. He is in the National Black Hall of Fame. He turned 100 last week, and playing golf, got a hole-in-one.
It's very boring sitting around the house looking at TV. I don't want that. So I've choose golf, and that's it. I used to play professional in the back league. During that stage, I won over 50 golf tournaments. I wasn't allowed to play in the PGA. A lot of time you wasn't allowed on the golf course.
I was born and raised here at this golf course. I've been playing here for 40 years. He's always been a role model to me and helped me out through my younger years, and he's always been a great role model to all of us.
Living day by day. Don't smoke, don't drink, and try to eat the proper foods. That's it.
He's been playing golf for 86 years and has 8 holes in one.
And I would encourage everybody to see the documentary of his life, The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yeah. This is big news. We're talking about so many artists putting out new music. Heard this yesterday, too, and gave it a little sample. It's been a couple of decades since Huey Lewis and the News put something out.
I thought that something happened to Huey Lewis where he couldn't sing.
No, it was his hearing, I think.
He's no, that's Brian Johnson.
Yeah, but I think the same thing.
I knew there was something about Huey Lewis couldn't perform
new
anymore.
New music by Huey Lewis and the News.
Burning hot, a big flame. Feel like a shotgun on a 22 frame. She's got soul. She's got a lot of heart. Does that make the best plans fall apart? And I ain't worth half the man I used to be.
Sounds good.
First thing in the morning and the last thing at night. Twisting and turning like a hurricane. And I'm driving me insane.
Would have been a great number one hit in 85.
Sure would have.
Because at that time, we couldn't get enough of Huey Lewis.
So I was talking to our buddy, former program director Jeff Zito today, and I guess last week...
Did you tell him I said hello?
He said to say hi to you.
He did?
Yes.
Did he go out of his way?
No. He went and saw The Who play up in Tampa. I said, how did Roger Daltrey's voice sound? He said, he sounded great. I said, well, they had to stop the show in Houston the other night, because Roger Daltrey lost his voice. Now, keep in mind, and Zito was telling me, he said these tickets were expensive to see The Who. They were getting top dollar. Pete Townsend in Houston had to go out on stage, and I got the clip. where he's apologizing to the audience, and he knows you got babysitters, you traveled a long way, you're sitting in this arena waiting to hear The Who, and it's not going to happen.
And you're waiting there for to see a legend, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Here you go. This was in Houston. No voice, can't do the show.
Roger, cannot actually speak now. I'm really sorry that this has happened to you guys tonight. We know that it's not just about the date and the calendar. We know that it's about reorganizing your life and babysitters and all the rest of it. But we're really sorry we can't go on. And I don't think there's much point of trying to put anything together that makes any sense, because this is Roger's show, really. It's a vocal show, and he's not in good shape. So thanks to the orchestra.
They called me, I would have done it.
Yeah, please, for your understanding.
And then it would have been The Who exclamation point WTF.
Yeah.
I want these feeble-minded asses overthrown.
I could sell that, couldn't I?
Yes. another release.
And you could back me up.
Absolutely.
You could be in the background going, yeah. It's an Eminence front.
It's put on.
It's an Eminence front.
It's put on.
It's a put on.
Put on.
Put on.
Put on.
Da, 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 da.
I was telling the Waterman about it. Released today in multiple forms, the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. Giles Martin, the son of George Martin, is the only one who has access to the tapes.
Are we allowed to say Giles Martin, the son of our close personal friend, George Martin?
We used to have George Martin's home phone.
Talk to him all the time.
Or his office phone. We'd call him up just to ask him a question.
Yep.
True. So, they've just released the box set 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. One remixed by Giles, which I heard part of it today, the 16-minute medley. I like the Beatles. I love the Beatles. But I'm not wowed. I've heard everything. He mixed the 16-minute medley to the point where he used alternate versions of the song, pieced it together as it was originally supposed to be, going from one song to the next, brought up the drums, brought up the bass a little bit, cleaned up George Harrison's electric guitar, tweaked the vocals so that you can hear everything versus the old analog days, and I think they did it on an 8-track. Blew me away.
Well, you know, and we joke about it, but there is truth to it. The records that we listened to in the 60s and 70s, they had to think about it at least somewhat as to how it would sound on AM radio.
Yep. Now, three other discs of session work, outtakes, alternate versions that he himself got to play. They don't allow anybody else to touch their stuff. Here's a little outtake from the box set. An outtake of John Lennon and Come Together. This is one that they... It was an outtake, didn't make the album, but it was part of their studio session.
People don't realize that, you know... Lennon's in there to do the song, and we think of it as this perfectly formed thing that was always destined to be. He could do so many different takes that would make the song totally different.
And here's one of them.
Stop. Okay, sorry. I get very involved, you know. One, two, three, four. Together.
It's the whole thing is really good. Really good. And the way they remixed the original album, phenomenal.
Well, it's it really is an amazing process of how a song, especially a well-known song, goes from an idea into somebody's head and can be written out as sheet music or just jotted down as an idea you're going to go over with the band. Then by the time you get all of the different instruments, you know, including the drums, to figure out how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the studio where you think you know what the song is. And if you've got a good producer, they can make it better. But you think you know what the song is, and you go through a couple of takes, and then it's settled on that one that's shipped out to the world and radio, and that becomes the song that everybody knows that's in their head.
Yep.
Could have very easily been another take.
Yeah.
And I listened back to some of my stuff because I enjoy listening not so much to the stuff itself, but the talk in between takes.
Yeah.
And it can have a totally different feel.
Totally different. We're desperately late. We got to take a break. Dave's got some show prep he's got to do.
Oh, he's already done.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We'll be back.
Yeah, he did it when you weren't looking.
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
This ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby.
Sizzle and rock rizzle on 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well. It's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Right back up in your mouth.
Hey, hey, hey,
come
hey.
On.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Dave the Waterman is off doing show prep. We'll find out. By the way,
did you put any restrictions on that?
No, we just said nothing to do with the dumpster. Rob, I'm going to go about this carefully because I know I'm going to be disappointed. But do you remember in the digital meeting?
Oh, no, please. I blocked it out.
This is about Dave and his stunt. When he said he has stuff, equipment to film, record. Today would be a good day for Marvin to get his ass in gear and get ready to do some filming.
Well, what about all the stuff that I bought Dave over the years? The GoPro and all this stuff.
Oh, he's got it at home, brah. He's got it at home. It's at home, brah. And that leads to this text. Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, boys, and congratulations, Stan. I have the ultimate eating challenge for Dave.
He can't do it.
Swallow what minute bit of pride you may have and admit that you need Stan and use Haney. Yup. Yes, sir.
I don't know why somebody would say that. He's a good boy.
But it's so transparent. So transparent. I just went and looked, and I say this with Haney and I with a little bit of pride. They talk about all the digital stuff. We have the podcast that's up there, not only our show podcast on 96krock.com, but they asked us to put an additional podcast up there, and it's called the Stan and Haney Interviews.
And it was known to this company years ago. They were delivered a television show that was number one in its time slot.
Yep.
Served up to them on a silver platter.
Yeah.
Please. They destroyed it.
Yep. I'm just looking at it right now, and I do this with a little bit of pride for Haney and I. This is only about a month old. Month and a half old. Look at what's available to you and some of the people. This is still growing. It hasn't even started. Here, if you want to go and listen right now, the latest one up there is our interview with John McEnroe, talking about tennis and his career and all that.
Here you know, we're lucky enough that we've had a lot of interaction with McEnroe.
Yes,
over the
we
years.
Have. Some of the other interviews on the Stan and Haney interview podcast that we've done over the last 20 some odd years. Waylon Jennings.
Oh.
Hall of Famer.
That one is always near and dear to my heart.
Hall of Famer, Brooks Robinson and the Spaceman Bill Lee. Ben and Jerry themselves. The Ice Cream Guys. Andy Griffith. Greg Allman. Charles Evers. Peter Arnett. Peter Fonda. Yogi Berra. These are just
tip of the iceberg.
But if you want to hear some of those things, seriously, over the last two and a half decades.
Unlike everything else that goes to air now, that's one of the few things that we don't have to edit for a more sensitive age.
Right.
Those interviews are as they happened with nothing cut out.
Next week, and I'm so sad about this. We did two segments with him. Only one survives because our source tape cut out. He was a pioneer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Pete Seeger. He came on the show with us, passed away at the age of 94, and came on with us. He sings. And he talks about his life. He talks about Woody Guthrie and his friendship with him and how This Land Is Your Land was created. That's
history, man.
Yep, and that's coming up next week on the interviews. We talked to Pete Seeger 23 years ago. And brilliant man.
The only thing is, when you bring all this stuff, I think about all the ones we've lost.
There are a lot of them on that list right there that we've lost.
No, I mean the interviews. I don't know if it exists somewhere, or we just can't find it, but you know, like when I had Frankie Yankovic sitting right next to me playing his accordion.
Lost. Maybe it'll turn up, but I'm pretty sure it's lost.
And that one day, because he used to visit us a lot because his mother lives here, when Gary Hoey was in the studio and me, him, and Tommy had a little guitar pull, that was awesome.
Was that in the morning?
I don't remember.
It might be.
I know it was in the old studio.
I don't know.
But somewhere.
There are years lost. You said you had some Beatles stuff on there from the new release?
Well, yeah, you're all excited about it.
And you got the HD sound. High def sound.
Yeah, I don't know if this computer can really max it out, but it's better than it was.
All right, go down the list. Let's see what you got on there.
What do you want, the track list?
Well, you got the
Abbey Road.
The first one is the album, the remastered album. The other discs are outtakes, different versions. I'd like to hear a different version of something.
All right.
Before we go and take the break.
Okay, the alternate, because the first half is just the album,
right.
Abbey
Road. That's been remastered. Sounds unbelievable.
I Want You.
That's a long song.
She's So.
Yeah, that's a long.
Goodbye, home demo, something studio demo, Ballad of John and Yoko.
I'd like to hear that.
Some sort of alternate take. Take 7.
All right, let's do take 7.
Un string avec kaput mal.
Okay. It got a bit faster, Ringo.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds good.
Standing in the dockets of Hampton.
trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
He was right.
Yeah.
Finally made the plane into Paris. Honeymooning down by the Seine. Peter Brown called to say, you can make it okay. You can get married in Gibraltar and Spain. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Drove from Paris to the Amsterdam Hilton. Talking in our beds for a week. The newspaper said, say what you're doing in bed. I said, we're only trying to get us some peace. Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Go,
you know
Ringo.
How hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Saving up your money for a rainy day. Giving all your clothes to charity. Last night the wife said, oh boy, when you're dead, you don't take nothing with you but your soul. Think. Made a lightning trip to Vienna. Eating chocolate cake in a bag. Newspaper said, she's gone to his head. They look just like two gurus in drag. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be.
Blum, 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 blum.
The way things are going.
See, I think this is cool because you can take your lead guitar.
Well, if you told me to bring it, I would.
Add to it.
I could have brought it.
Well, I didn't know we were playing this. Do one more real quick. What do you got there?
Old Brown Shoe, take two.
All right, roll them.
I want a love that's right, but right is only half of what's wrong. I want a short-haired girl, sometimes worth it twice as long. Now I'm stepping out this old brown shoe. Baby, I'm in love with you. So glad you came here, won't be the same, now I'm telling you.
How about come and get it? Want to hear
Let's
that?
Let's go, yeah.
Red light.
Demo take one.
Paul wrote this for
If you want it, here it is.
Come and get it.
Mm-hmm. Make your mind up fast.
No, it's not Badfinger.
If you want it. Get it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a chance?
Why didn't they do this?
It was a throwaway song. Paul had written it, and they had just signed Badfinger to Apple Records. And it said, here, we're going to give you one. It's a hit.
Has this ever been released before?
Yes.
Okay. I've never heard it.
Yeah, unfortunately. We'll be back. Dave's segment next. South Street Happy Hour, 4 to 6 with Matt Mangus coming up, too.
If you want it, here it is.
Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. Oh, you're about 19 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks in about an hour.
Wait a second. I thought that was the Dave Show time.
In about an hour? No, it's now Dave Show time.
Oh, you said 4:30.
No, 3:30.
Yeah,
my bad.
He said that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Broadway Joe 9-5 last week. I'm looking at. He started out. Broadway did like gangbusters.
Well, he's only his first week. He had 10, and he had 9.
Yes.
So
well, I'm just looking at the games as they were scheduled. Here's how he started out last week in the order that we picked him. He got the Buffalo game right. He got the Dallas game right. He got the Green Bay game right. He got the Indianapolis game right. He got the Kansas City game right. He got the Minnesota game right. He got New England right. Hadn't missed one at all. And then it fell off the rails a little bit.
Well, if he got 9 in the previous week, he got 10.
Oh, he's 19-11 for the season.
If 10 is gangbusters, how is 9?
9 is good. You want to see double digits. Okay.
Every week?
Yeah. Well, all right. I don't know what the heck he's got. Dave the Waterman, we set aside this part of the show for him.
Yeah.
This is called Dave and his... I haven't introduced you yet.
No, I'm just pumping myself up.
Oh, man. Oh, and by the way... the camera, I just talked to Rob, the camera and all the high-tech tripods and lighting and all that stuff.
For digital.
For digital, which we're ordered to use, cannot be found, nor can Melvin be found. Marvin.
What?
So, am I correct in stating that?
Correct. One of the guys from Big Mama couldn't find him either. We were both looking for him and cannot find Melvin anywhere.
Why did we just plug Big Mama?
Yeah, why did we just plug?
Oh, sorry, but
just
guy, I don't know his name.
Guy from the other station, and he's Dave's
buddy.
Well,
we gotta make that right. Make sure you tune in to Rob tonight. He's on the same time as Delilah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. If you can, Rob, maybe click a couple of pictures since we don't have. The ability to go live.
Dave, why don't you
We don't have the ability to go live at all.
Why don't you bring your GoPro?
Yeah,
in?
You got because, that. Haney bought it for
because
you.
Because it doesn't. Because you can't go live with it. You can't. Immediately
so at least there'd be something.
So then he can go.
We'd record something, but then what are we going to do with it? Who's going to put it, upload it, and all that stuff? Who's going to do all that? Because
he's done it before in the past.
I don't have the program to do it, so.
It comes with the camera.
Yeah, I can record it, but I don't have the program. I haven't downloaded
it. See how there's an excuse? Here's why.
No, there's not an excuse, Stan.
I don't think you have the GoPro.
Okay, whatever, dude. I'm not getting into this.
That's like a $500 GoPro that Haney bought you.
I'm not getting into this with you, man.
Where is it? I know it's a sensitive subject.
No, it's not.
Because you don't have it anymore.
He does.
Yeah, I do. It's at my house. Now, this...
How many times have you used it?
Three times.
No, more than that. We used it canoeing. We used it.
That was 4 years ago.
I don't think I ever saw that footage.
Neither did I.
Yeah. Yeah, we used it canoeing.
I never saw it.
I think I gave D-Train the SD card. But I
always got to give it blame off.
Dude, he's the computer guy. What am I?
What do you got here? What do you got?
Open that up.
Oh, yeah. What is this?
I'm going to need your help. Open that.
What is this? You got. Let's describe what we got here.
This here.
He's got plastic spoons wrapped in cellophane with elastic bands around them and something sitting in the spoon.
I really don't know what you're
like,
doing.
That looks like caramel or it looks like...
I wouldn't bet on it.
No,
nope, it's not caramel. It's spicy poo.
Wait, stop it. What is it?
It's from the I went down to the Latin store down the street. And I said, give me the spiciest...
Why? Why would you go and do that? You know you can't do that.
I'd never said
okay,
never.
Then go ahead.
I was taking a
this
break.
Is the, all right, what is this? And we're going to watch you eat three of
I
them.
Was taking a break. No, I want you to open this. Open that. Because that's what we're going to have fun with. Well, I don't understand why.
Go ahead.
We can't go Facebook Live
eat,
or nothing?
Eat.
Or are we not allowed to talk about that?
I don't know. It's whatever Rob can do.
Oh.
Dave just bought for women. the number one hair removal brand, Nair, Wax Ready Strips.
For your rip?
Yeah.
I'm going to do my beard, bro.
You don't want to put Nair on your face, bro.
No, this is not Nair. It's the Nair brand, but it's not- wax strips. You stick it on your face, and then you pull like the Virgin movie.
I figured you'd get an enjoyment out of that, Stan.
When he did his chest.
Oh.
Unbelievable. All right, what do you got?
Are you kidding me?
So what is this?
Are we streaming then, what, Rob?
What is this that you're eating now, Dave?
I had gone down the street here to our local Latin store at the corner.
Yeah, I've never been.
You've never been down there?
I have not.
Where have you?
I didn't even know there was one.
That's where we go. That's where we get the
foil
Mexican
tacos
food sometimes.
I thought that was a gas station.
Yeah, but they also got like a grocery store in there.
Oh, like a bodega.
Yeah, I guess you'd say.
That's what it is, Dave. What is it?
But anyways,
it?
Shut up, man.
I'm trying to get an answer out of you. What is it?
I don't know the exact name of it. I just went in there and said, give me the spiciest, gooeyest, nastiest stuff you got. And the chick's like, I got it for you right here. It's on a spoon.
But what is it?
I don't know.
So he's going
to
put something
to a
in his
store
mouth.
And bought something and you don't know what you bought.
No, I just said, give me something.
Did you pay for this?
No.
Haney?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, he didn't pay for it.
You paid for it.
Yeah.
What is this spicy stuff a spoonful cost?
That's a dollar.
Are you going to need some cash today, Dave?
That's a dollar.
Dave.
Huh?
You going to need some cash later?
Yeah, $5 maybe.
All right.
Go, take the first
one. Small, $5, $10.
You're going to do them all three real quick. What? 1, 2, 3. Bam, bam, bam.
And we don't know what it is.
No. It's just supposed to be spicy rank. I don't want to get near it.
It's mushy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But we don't know what it is.
So what, man? Eat it.
Is it hot sauce? What is it?
Yes, it's supposed to be spicy hot.
I don't know what it is.
What exactly did you say to the lady?
They sell them individually, so I don't know.
What exactly did you ask her for?
I said, I want the spiciest, nastiest, gooeyest thing you got. And
well,
then
that's a nice thing to say to somebody that's running a restaurant.
How dare you?
Oh, no, she was cool, man. She's like, oh, hey, Waterman. I was like, hey, what's happening? And I told her what I wanted, and she gave me this. Yeah, dude. Why? What's going on, man? Right on.
All right, go.
So we don't know what you're eating.
No, he didn't. No, this is mystery stuff.
Yeah.
All right. How about it?
No, stop. Take the other ones off. Take the elastic bands off, because you're going to do three real quick. Bam,
oh,
bam, bam.
Doesn't
bam.
Smell good either.
Bam, bam, bam.
What do you think it is?
Yeah, what do you think it is? What's it smell like to you?
You know the cuisine.
I don't know.
Rob, what's it smell like to you?
A foot.
Yeah, it's like a foot. Like a foot. Like a foot. You're right. It smells like a foot.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
All right, just get it. Keep it away from me.
They really filled that spoon up.
And if you have to use your front teeth to scrape it off the spoon, use it.
That's what I'm going to do. All right, ready?
All right, three in a row.
Here we go. Ready?
Ready, set. Now, again, Dave doesn't know what this is.
No.
Ready, set, three in a row. Go. There goes one. Get it off the spoon. Don't lose a tooth. What is he doing? Come on, take
it's
one
stuck
bite.
Stuck on the spoon.
All right, next. Next. Come on. Next one.
You got to shoot them all.
You got to shoot them, Dave. Go. Next. Go.
Oh.
Get it, son.
Get it. Okay, next. Come on, stop stalling.
I'm not stalling.
Come on. Next, go.
And there it goes. We don't even know what it is.
We don't know what it is.
That kind of...
Don't pull too hard. You don't want to lose that loose front tooth.
Not a smiling tooth. All right. Oh, it's stuck to him.
Go ahead and get it off there. There goes a smiling tooth.
He looks like he's sucking on a lemon the way his face is.
What's it taste like?
like a dirty sock.
But you don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
I don't care.
I'd like to know what you're eating. Chew it up. Is it like a caramel?
It's very chewy.
Is it hot?
Yes.
How hot?
Real hot.
Evidently not hot enough.
Oh, it's hot. It's starting to cook.
Dave, I want you to explain to Stan why you're good. While you're eating this stuff, just explain to Stan why you're so misunderstood.
Oh! Why would somebody buy this?
You did.
Oh!
Well, let's see. This is Nair here.
No, I'll take that back.
See what we got here.
Is the heat hurting you or the taste?
Come on. Stop. You don't even know what it is. It can't be that bad.
Here's your pussy bucket.
Yeah, a pink pussy bucket. There it is. Oh, that's the lady pink right there.
Ooh.
You know what? I'd like some description.
I can't move my...
Oh, jeez, Dave. Where are your manners?
Hey, clean up the counter.
No.
What? Swallow it. You swallow that. Clean up that.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Did he spit it out? Did he spit it out?
Lower the bucket so people can see, Dave. They want to see you vomit.
I can't believe this.
You all right?
You had a big baby. Here's your pussy bucket.
Why did you do that to yourself? You picked it out.
My God, man.
My God.
Oh, he's crying.
What?
It's hot, man.
He's literally crying.
It is horseradish hot. Pepper hot.
Habanero.
Oh, God. Why does he do this?
Oh, come on, man.
That is hot, man.
What is it?
I don't know.
Habanero sauce?
Because you've eaten the hottest peppers known to man, and they didn't hurt you that bad.
There's something in there. It's mixed. I don't know. It's like a gelatin.
Why would somebody eat that?
I don't know. Why would anybody even buy that?
That's horrible.
That's gnarly. You smell it?
No, don't blow it on me. I don't want that. What the hell?
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is.
You want to go and call up the store?
But they sell it like that?
On a plastic spoon. Let me tell you something. That's nothing that's manufactured with a sealed in a factory.
No.
This was a plastic spoon like you'd get at a picnic with some...
And it has the consistency of explosives.
and
I'm good.
And it's like something that somebody made at home to bring into the store.
Man, I spit up all
probably
over myself,
mama.
Man.
What is it? So it's a pepper of some sort.
It's like a habanero with caramel, but it's not caramel. It's like grainy, like sand.
Grainy?
Like sand.
So it doesn't have a name?
Not that I know of.
You might want to see if you can call and find out what you ate.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so when you get to the ER, you can tell them.
Oh, that looks nasty.
I don't want to see it.
Look at that. Oh, that's all. You don't want to see it.
No, show it to him, Dave. Go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do? Why not, right?
Oh, no, yeah. Don't you dare. No,
don't
that's
you
what
dare.
Happened last that's time when you hurt yourself.
Don't drink your vomit.
Oh, he's not.
No, Dave. Stop it.
Now I'm starting to get sick. Look what I got for you, buddy. Look what I got for you. I got you some deviled eggs. Let's open this up.
There you go. Get that laughing around.
Let's get this. Oh, this is good and right. Whoa.
There you go. Oh. There you go.
You want an egg? That'd take the heat off.
Not good, man.
That'll cool the heat.
Oh, no.
Why did you drink your vomit? We talked about this.
Oh.
Have an egg.
You know, sometimes I feel like he just doesn't listen.
Look at Rob.
I'm good, man. I'm done.
Have an egg.
No.
No.
It'll kill the heat. Smell that vinegar?
I'm not. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Ooh, that's strong.
It's hot, dude. Okay, I don't want no egg.
Here you go.
Why did you do that to yourself?
It's pretty damn funny.
Have an egg.
Yeah, bro.
Have an egg. Go ahead. You can do it. After that.
Oh, God. No, I'm good, man.
Probably take some of that heat out.
That's yeah, all right.
It'll cool the heat.
I'm done with this.
All right. And so now what are we going to do? We're going to strip the hair off your face?
No.
Yeah, all right. Let's go. Now, let's see this. Yeah, I think.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, stop it.
Can I get a... Gotta get some of them towels, man.
You know what? We'll save this for next week because I think you got to mix a formula.
Oh, do you?
Wait a second. Let me look.
Yeah, we'll do it. That's dead. We'll save it.
Oh, like, let me see. Oh,
I'll grow my beard out a little longer.
Just hold on. Post-waxing wipe. Keep out of reach of children.
Ooh. Jesus, Dave.
That was stupid, Dave. You know what? I don't even condone that.
It's something you'd buy for me anyway.
I wouldn't drink my vomit.
That's what hurt you the last time. It took you out of action for weeks.
Yeah, I know, man, but I didn't mean to drink my vomit, man.
Yeah, you did. You see, this is you in a nutshell. You get revved up and your engine gets rolling. You do stupid things.
Yeah, I do.
And nobody can talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Whether it's Fireball, drinking your own vomit.
It happens, man.
Oh, stop it! Get out of the room and do that!
Oh, yes.
He's a wreck.
All right.
That's gnarly, man.
Stay by your radio.
Yeah, bro.
Have you given any thought as to how this is going to affect you the rest of the weekend?
Yeah. You know, suddenly you can't go and...
Like, well, you've complained before that when it comes time for the substance to pass, right, that it hurts.
Yeah, typically I have to stick popsicles in my butt.
Throw that stuff away.
Well, yeah, you better stop and pick up some popsicles tonight.
Yeah, I got to get popsicles, man.
Just do as you're told. Throw that away.
Be sitting all weekend with popsicles in my
Why
butt,
did you
man,
drink you know? Your own vomit?
Because he gets into that mental frenzy.
It's like a shark. I'm like a shark, man. It just... Rah, rah.
Yeah, that's why I hate
rabbit
you.
Dog.
That's how you get into trouble.
Rah, 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 rah. Just eat it up.
Safe word.
And was that a rabbit dog or a kook?
Yeah, a kook. Safe word, seconds away. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. You still have about 2.5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. Worth, W-O-R-T-H, worth. Get that word in at 96krock.com on the K-Rock mobile app or text the safe word WORTH to 45911. Got just a couple of minutes to do it. We're going to get news headlines, 4 o'clock, clock fluffer, your emails.
Dog, Dave is scared of chickens now.
I know. Shark Girl, and we've used her before with Dave getting his ass kicked with the, what is that martial art called?
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga. She has volunteered, and I said absolutely yes.
Or I prefer to call it Krav Maga,
yep.
Make America Great Again.
Yep. She's going to come into the studio tomorrow. She's a very beautiful woman. Next Friday.
You are off on time.
I know.
But you know what? I don't blame you, because you know what? When I woke up today,
yeah,
I thought it was Monday. Ooh, what a relief.
Next Friday, she's going to come in, mm-hmm, and she's going to do your makeup.
She wants to do the lipstick, the eyeshadow, the mascara, the rouge.
You'll look so pretty.
The pancake, the everything. She's going to give Dave the Waterman, and of course, he's going to bring in his GoPro if he's got it. And
why do you keep saying that? He's told you he's got the GoPro.
I got it, but here's the deal.
You're going to get a full makeover. A full makeover.
Make it pretty again.
Yep. She's going to bring in all the cosmetics.
Come on, be great for your self-esteem.
Yep.
It's like being on Oprah.
Yep.
What are you shaking your head for?
Yeah. Rob likes the idea, too. Full makeover. Shark Girl's coming in next Friday. Day full makeover.
Oh, God.
What did you say? You were reading Rolling Stone about the Abbey Road 50th anniversary?
Yes. Rolling Stone has a review of it. And we were playing some of the cuts earlier.
Yeah.
But according to Rolling Stone, the highlight is because.
Yes, it is. That's part of the medley and the harmonies that Giles Martin went and really tweaked.
Here's what Rolling Stone says. Because, where John writes a harmony ballad for these three voices, and only these three voices, it is one of those Beatles songs that is uncoverable because nobody else can do it justice. In this new mix, it turns into a powerhouse. They stood around the microphones together and sang it live like they used to.
Yep.
It's a moment where one and one and one is three.
I heard this morning, and you're going to be blown away by it.
All right. We will take a listen. This is a new release, Abbey Road, redone, remixed with outtakes. This is Because.
John Paul and George are going to harmonize like you've never heard before. What?
Oh, my bad.
What?
I bumped the keyboard.
Oh.
Damn.
Magazine's too big. Bumped the keyboard. Sorry about that, folks. A little housekeeping here.
Sky is blue.
they just bring everything out. Giles Martin just pulled everything out.
That sounds like it was recorded yesterday.
Yep. And guess what? Magnetic tape. It doesn't go away. It doesn't wear out. If it's stored correctly, you can do magic with it.
Does not sound a million years old.
No. That 50 years ago? 50. I can't even keep a compact disc for 12 years.
Do you know that if Glenn Miller had been recorded at that level of quality, we'd be enjoying that?
Yep, sure would be. Yep. Dave, you ready to do traffic? Absolutely, you all right? Yeah. You in the condition to do it?
He's cool.
Yeah, yep. Next Friday, Dave's going to get a complete makeover.
Oh, man. All right. Almost quitting time, everybody. Woo! All right, we got three on the board. Let's start. Lehigh Acres, we have a crash. Sunshine Boulevard and Lee Boulevard. Be on the lookout for that there. North Fort Myers, crash. Pine Island Road and Woodward Avenue. And then in Bonita Springs, hit and run. Goodwin Street and Tussie Road. And that'll do traffic. Another 30 minutes.
To make you feel better, Dave?
Yeah, Bob.
We'll do your makeover. And then when she's done with that, maybe Shark Girl could make all of us up to be different members of KISS.
Oh wouldn't that be
now
great?
Now we're talking, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Who you want to be, Dave?
Oh, man. I would be Peter Chris or Paul.
Yeah, you'd probably be Peter Chris.
Yeah, you'd be Paul.
She'd do Haney up as Paul Stanley, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And
you want to be Gene?
Then I'd be Gene Simmons. Then we, unbeknownst to Dave, we'll make him out to be Coco the Clown.
I think I'd rather be Ace, man.
Yeah,
the spaceman.
Ace is badass.
Can Haney do some headlines if you don't mind?
Hell yeah.
Right on.
Stoked.
WFO.
Damn right.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. One airline seating chart will advise you where babies are sitting so that you can choose your seat accordingly.
Dave?
Oh, God. That would have been helpful.
We told you about this yesterday. Now we have all the full details. The okay hand gesture has now been classified as a hate symbol. This right here, Dave. That's a symbol of hate.
For why?
We'll tell you.
In less than an hour.
You know, we do this here in the Florida area as well, where they'll get together and have a beach cleanup where everybody can feel good about themselves.
Yep.
A South Korean mayor took it upon himself to go and dump trash on a beach so people would have something to pick up during a charity cleanup event.
Because their beach was so clean.
Mm-hmm. A man receives a message from a driver tailgating him. Evidently, he was tailgating him for a very good reason. He was about to make a mess in his own pant. And he had to go. And finally, a man was accused of shoplifting. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why?
Well, it was obvious. He had a big bulge in his pants. But as it turns out, he was just a well-endowed gentleman who wasn't breaking any laws. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, we need laughter each and every day. 4 o'clock Fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan.
Everyone.
No, Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't.
Dave.
Haney.
Jeez.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Thought we could get away with it.
Politics.
Yeah. Pompeo just got subpoenaed. They want, the House wants him to talk so that, what's his name, can go through another Saturday Night Live reenactment of it. Schiff, do you know, and Trump is absolutely right on this, he texted it, because Schiff went and did his little, this is how I see it happen, it goes into the official record, and it is a lie because he does not know how it happened. And it's official record that the chairman of the committee went and read that into the record himself. That's a crime
the,
there.
The made-up stuff?
Yeah, it's a crime. Nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah, and I know people will say, oh, yeah, politics is politics. You and I have been around for a while, long enough to know that this stuff ain't normal. And I am really scared for our country.
Yeah, this is not normal.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you don't follow politics.
Top reasons, and there's a lot of them, and I wish I could join you. Top reasons you don't follow politics.
The last person you voted for was Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
When it comes to politics, you defer to the nuanced expertise of your favorite bartender pal who once did time for dog fighting. Joe Biden's veneers give you temporary blindness.
You're going to cough like that? Step away from the microphone.
I did, man.
Well, he's got an excuse.
Why?
Well, he ingested poison earlier.
That's him, not me. Nobody told him to do it.
You can't look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg without thinking of Gollum.
Yeah.
You prefer the comfort of believing the United States is a good moral nation that is not swiftly dying, and also politics bores you. You cannot for the life of you understand why anyone would voluntarily spend months and months in Iowa and or New Hampshire. You watch the NFL every week, so you've had your fill of whistleblowers and bad calls. You were insulted Anthony Weiner never bothered to send you a text of his junk.
God, what did you say, sweetheart?
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Come down later for Moose Soup.
Oh, we will.
And finally, the very top reason you don't follow politics.
Yes.
You were once viciously trampled by an elephant and then inappropriately touched by a donkey. And that, my friend, is the
No time for emails today. No
what about
time.
The Guardian?
No time. I have, you know what? The man is old. The man is feeble. He calls once, and then I can't get him back again. Broadway Joe calls at a certain time. If I'm not there to answer the phone, he doesn't call. And his NFL picks are next.
En Fuego.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't.
Oh.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Figured. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us on a Friday. Dave the Waterman is going to go and update you in traffic here in just a second. Then we're going to tell you what Matt Mangus is doing right now. And tomorrow, a special brunch at South Street. I'll give you the details in just a second. Here's Dave.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Woo!
Woo!
All right, we got one on the board here, and that is in North Fort Myers. We have a crash in the Walmart parking lot at the 500 block of Pine Island Road. It looks like it's in row 15.
Oh, thanks for the details.
So be on the lookout for that. Another traffic, another update, 30 minutes.
All right. Right now, as we speak, Matt Mangus and the K-Rock gang down at South Street for happy hour. That's Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples. Matt's going to be there till 6 o'clock. Happy hour drink and food specials, 96K Rock prizes, and you can sign up to win tickets to go see Godsmack at Hertz Arena on October the 2nd. That's going on right now. Now, tomorrow at noon, a free brunch concert at South Street with $15 bottomless Bloody Marys and live music. Our friends Messer are going to be doing a live performance along with special guests just added, Sunflower Dead. So South Street is where it's happening both today, right now, and tomorrow at noon for the free brunch and live music from Messer and Sunflower Dead. That's where you got to be, all right? If you're going to be this weekend stuck on a sofa watching the NFL, then you want to hear from this guy.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe! How are you, buddy? How was your week?
It's been relatively quiet, thank you.
You gotta love that. No problem from the son-in-law?
Well, that's still yet to be determined, but this week at least there haven't been any process servers or whatnot. Well,
that's good.
I heard that you have a gentleman by the name of Matt Mangus.
Yeah, he's our program director, Broadway.
Is he any relation to Hugh Mangus?
I don't know. I'd have to ask him. He's down in Naples right now. Why do you bring that up?
Well, because there was a gentleman in New York on the radio by the name of Hugh Mangus.
Now, I'll have to ask him if he's related to Hugh Mangus. I'll have to ask him.
Well, okay then.
Okay. By the way, you had another pretty darn good week last week picking the games. You picked 15 of them. You were 9-6. That makes you 19-11 overall for the year. So well, nice job.
Let's keep that momentum rolling. If there's one thing I know, you got to have that momentum.
Yep. By the way, did you pick Philadelphia to beat Green Bay?
Absolutely not.
All right, here
Green
we go.
Green Bay at home or at Philadelphia, they're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Okay. All right, here we go. Week number 4 in the NFL. These are Sunday games, 1 o'clock start time. The Tennessee Titans at the Atlanta Falcons, Broadway.
Well, what happens when you have two teams that suck going head-to-head?
Pick the home team.
Exactly.
Going with the Falcons. The New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, a much improved team, but they're no match for the Patriots, even if the Patriots are on the road.
Well, you are talking about, unbelievably, in the AFC East, two undefeated teams.
Yeah.
Now, normally, that would make it a difficult call. Normally.
Not this time.
But as long as Tom Brady keeps taking whatever he's taking, I'm taking the Patriots.
Going with the Patriots on the road at Buffalo. The Kansas City Chiefs are in Detroit, Motor City, to take on the Lions.
Well, Detroit showed some signs of life, but I think the Chiefs, with their quarterback, they're right up there with the Patriots as far as being super team.
All right, going with another road team, but obviously the superior team, the Kansas City Chiefs. Another 1 o'clock game, the Oakland Raiders taking on the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, it's another week of watching John Gruden ruin Derek Carr's yep. once promising career.
Yep.
And Jacoby Brissett and the Colts will continue their winning way.
All right, going with the Indianapolis Colts at home. Oh. Yeah, I almost don't even want to say that. The Los Angeles Chargers and Philip Rivers going to Hard Rock Stadium to take on the winless, pathetic, almost laughable Miami Dolphins. Broadway?
Well, you know who I feel bad for are the people that have to cover the Dolphins this year.
Yeah.
It's part of their livelihood. And so the sports writers in Miami have to get more and more creative as time goes on, because the team is not only terrible, it's not even entertaining. There's
no
redeeming value. And one of them, and I wish I remembered his name so I could credit him, but they wrote a column today where they wondered who would win today at a neutral field if the Miami Dolphins played the University of Alabama.
I think Alabama would win.
Well, they come down to it, and they try to do it analytically, and they looked at Alabama and said, well, how many NFL-caliber players does Alabama have? And I think it was in the 20s. And then they looked at the Dolphins and said, well, how many NFL-caliber players do they have? It was pretty even.
Yeah.
Given that a lot of these guys would not be on a team if Miami weren't hiring.
I take it the Chargers.
Yes.
All right. The New York Football Giants, they put that rookie in there. He looks pretty darn good. They're at home in East Rutherford taking on the Redskins.
Well, this is a great time for young Mr. Jones. If you'll recall, the Giants took a lot of heat and ridicule for taking Daniel Jones so high in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I defend that pick for one reason. Because if a team says, look, this is our guy for the next 10 years plus, and they're sold on that, it doesn't matter. You take him where you can get him.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the Dolphins had Tannehill for 10 years.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you going to take the Giants at home?
Absolutely. He's in a good spot. They don't have a lot of tape on him, and he's obviously got some talent.
Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns going to Baltimore. Take on the Ravens.
Well, this is the type of game that I have struggled with.
You got
in
it,
the
buddy.
Past.
Yeah.
And the reason that I do that is because who do I want to win the game versus who do I think will probably win the game?
Right, head and heart.
And I think Baltimore at home with that defense is going to be a little much for Cleveland to handle.
All right, going with the
Although
Ravens.
Although I'd love to see the Brownies pull it out, but I don't know that they will.
All right, Carolina, this is the last of the 1 o'clock games. Carolina, the Panthers going to Houston, take on the Texans.
Well, as you know, Houston completely mortgaged the future of the franchise for one player, that being Laremy Tunsil. They've given up a ton of sacks since they got him.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a knee injury he's dealing with, and Now I think his big toe is aggravated. Nonetheless, against Carolina, I like Houston.
All right, going with Houston. We start with the 4 o'clock games on Sunday afternoon. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you've always said it, a team that has to travel to the other coast, they're going to Los Angeles to take on the Rams.
Well, especially when you've got to travel across to the other coast, and it's one of the top teams in the league, Los Angeles, without a doubt.
All right, going with the Rams in the first of the 4 o'clock games. Then you got the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Arizona Cardinal.
I know everybody wants Seattle, but I think Arizona's going to win one
okay.
here.
Okay, going to pick Arizona. They got to win at some point. By the way, like you always used to say, Broadway, the Dolphins, they're so bad, but they're going to beat somebody. Is that going to be true, or are they going to go winless?
No, I think they'll go winless.
Okay. Minnesota taking on the Chicago Bears.
You got to remember, in Miami, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, go winless.
They're not doing this for the number two or number three pick. They want the number one.
Right on. Minnesota, Chicago.
That's a tough one. You're talking about two very mediocre quarterbacks mm-hmm. going head-to-head. And I'm arguing with myself right now internally. And the brain has to win and say go with the home team.
Go with the Chicago Bears. Jacksonville traveling to Mile High take on the Broncos.
Well, Jacksonville has been one of the surprising, entertaining teams.
Yeah.
They got their quarterback in one of the late rounds. They had no idea that this kid could do it, but he can. I like Jacksonville.
Going with Jacksonville on the road to beat the Denver Broncos. Football night in America, I guess on paper with New Orleans, it looked like a good deal. Primetime Sunday night, 8:20 p.m., NBC, the Dallas Cowboys taking on the New Orleans Saints. The Cowboys coming off a big win last week.
Well, that doesn't really count.
It shows the Cowboys are for real.
New Orleans, obviously, without Drew Brees, and they made a great effort to keep Teddy Bridgewater there. He had an opportunity to go to Miami, wisely opted out of that.
Yep.
However, I looked into this game a little bit, and I'm not real comfortable with Bridgewater because he made a couple of comments that seemed to me like he doesn't even have a full grasp of that offense. Now, he's been the backup there for a year.
Yeah.
And he's gone through training camp, and yet he's making excuses. I don't like it. I like Dallas.
All right, going with the Cowboys on the road for football night in America. And then you're looking at another team, and you say Ben Roethlisberger, he's gone. Monday Night Football, 8:15 p.m., ESPN, the Bengal taking on the Steel.
Wow, what a beauty.
Yep, real beauty.
Pittsburgh's got to have it at home.
All right, going with the Steelers at home. And for those of you that are picking the games along with Broadway Joe, we get our first bye weeks of the season. The Jets and the 49ers not playing this week. They got the first byes of the season.
And I'm sure they're thrilled about that. Oh, we played 3 weeks of football. Let's rest up.
Yup, because they got a long road to haul. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 4 in the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, New England, Kansas City, Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Giants, Baltimore, Houston, the Rams, Arizona, Chicago, Jacksonville, Dallas, and Pittsburgh. Broadway, you started out strong this season. Let's keep it going for your third week. We didn't pick them on week one, so you're going 3 weeks in, and you're doing great this year.
Well, that's the first time I've heard anybody say that about me in a long time.
There he goes. Broadway Joe, there he's left us. Where's, there he goes. He's gone officially. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
This is Jack Klugman, and I'm calling to talk to Stan and Hane at 96K Rock. I usually listen to old swing music.
Yeah. Man, when I'm drunk, I got my beer goggles on. Gotta find myself a chubby to chase. Gotta find me a fat girl, fattest girl in the place. When she stands there, I don't care that she weighs so much. More cushion for the pushing motion in the ocean. That's twice as much love. She tastes just like gravy. She tastes just like gravy. She tastes just like gravy and blue cheese. She's twice, at least twice my size. Come on, now let me hear you move, hear you move, hear you move, hear you move like a cow. Ha ha ha, fat chicks rule, and they do things skinny chicks just won't do. She tastes like grass. Drunk, they seem little, but it turns out to be tons of fun. Had to roll over twice to get off this one. And then she cooks when we're done. Woo! Cooking biscuits and gravy. She cooking biscuits and gravy. I love biscuits and gravy.
K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
He's got to go where?
He doesn't want to talk about it.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. He's got things he's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's but he don't want to talk about it.
You know how much they'd have to pay me to do that?
To go where he's going?
Yeah.
That's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Are you getting scale or what are you getting?
For this one, I am. The one I did last weekend. Oh, no.
So you get what?
What are they giving you, like $50?
No, tonight it's $150, but last weekend, $75.
Where you have to
that
go.
That doesn't even cover your gas.
Yeah.
It didn't. It barely covered the gas in the rental car.
So is this the dreaded term, exposure.
Yeah, just getting in with the club owners.
He's out of town. He's doing a comedy
thing.
They're
one rent hike away from going out of business.
and the thing is, I asked him because he's where he's going to be, and I'm not saying where he's going.
Yeah,
it's out of the area.
We would never plug his gig.
No. Well, I asked him if he wanted. I asked him, but it's nobody can get there because he's got a long drive. But I asked him because he's the feature. I said,
he's at that age where you can do stuff like that.
I said, yeah, not me. I said, who's the headliner? He doesn't know.
Totally forgot. Does that mean it's you?
No, I hope not.
Now, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Being a feature, if you had to, if they said, Rob, how many minutes of material could you do?
I could do 40-ish. I couldn't get to 45. I can tell you right now, I'm happy with my 30 that I have.
Right.
I could
but you could do 40?
If the guy didn't show up, I could stretch it. I think radio is what taught me that, is to be able to, just the gift of gab and going and hopefully finding something funny.
Yeah, give them time to drink.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the drunker it is, the funnier it gets.
Well, that's why I bought that camper van, because, I mean, it's cheaper to drive that thing and sleep in that than it is to go for these gigs all the way on the other side of the coast and then end up having to get a hotel room.
Speaking of camper vans.
Yeah?
I think somebody from the telephone company's living out there.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Have you seen it?
What?
No.
What do you mean?
They parked a van out in the woods there, and I think they're living out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to go check it
out? Is there any labeling on the van?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Telephone company.
Phone company.
Yep. That's literally what it says. Phone company.
Who is this? Who is this? Phone company? Phone company.
You know, you put on a tool belt, you can get in anywhere.
Yeah, it's true. You ready to do some traffic?
Damn right.
Dave is... Oh, no, I can't do traffic yet. Haney and I got to talk about Xfinity.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I had to do something, and I'm looking around. What do I got to do?
You're off today, man.
I know.
He's not. He's here.
I'm here, but my timing's off.
And I woke up and thought it was Monday.
Yep.
Now, what day am I going to think it is when I wake up on Monday? I'm already in a bad mood.
I hope to hell you don't think it's a Sunday. Let me tell you that.
That could happen.
I don't want that to happen.
Because I woke up this morning... hitting the alarm and going, damn it, it's Monday. What the hell happened to the weekend? I don't remember having a weekend. Oh, wait, it's Friday.
Yep. Let me tell you about my best friend, and that is the X1 voice remote from Xfinity.
You get along quite well with it.
I get along great with the voice remote. Believe it or not, you can go from the comfort of your own chair, and even if you don't know what's on... even if you don't know your account, even if you don't know the Wi-Fi.
A terminally confused 57-year-old man.
You wouldn't know what to look at me.
No, what's your secret?
Yep, it's because I have the X1. If I want to watch a program, we got the new fall season coming up. I just say an actor's name or the show's name, and it will display when it's coming on. I can set it to record.
And I can remember a time that if I came over to your place and asked you what your Wi-Fi password was... you just look at me, no sale.
Nope. Now I can just speak into the X1 voice, and it'll pop it up on the screen for me. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. It's awesome. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
Now you can go, Dave. This half hour with Dave the Waterman. Brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. You want more information on getting your frustrations out? Go to amrageroom.com.
All right. It's Quentin Tom Stands. Woo! Okay, we got two on the board, both in Lehigh. Let's start. We have a crash at Jompanica Avenue.
What?
Jompanica Avenue and Collier Street. And then the other crash in Lehigh Acres is Fleming Avenue and Jaguar Boulevard. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Why is that?
Hi,
not even
I'm
in
Garrett
there.
Dudley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida.
Even in the machine. God.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, September 27th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
There is a town in South Carolina called North. Where is it located?
North in South Carolina.
The town is called North.
North South Carolina.
Yes.
And it's located in the north, right?
Nope, central part of the state.
Whatever.
North South Carolina in the central part of the state.
Yeah. That's great.
You ever seen a PT Cruiser?
Yeah, we had a sales guy, the Wolfman, had a PT Cruiser for a while.
Yep. Early adopter.
Yep.
When people thought they were cool.
Yeah, oh, that is so retro looking.
What does PT stand for?
Well, I don't know. What?
I always thought the T stood for T's and P stood for...
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, you know, it's a funny thing. They come out with the PT Cruiser and nobody ever asked, what does PT stand for? Personal transport.
Okay.
Stan.
What?
If I were to hand you a potato.
Yeah?
A fully mature potato.
Of average size?
Yes.
An Idaho?
Yeah. How many potato chips could you make out of it?
Well, if you got your Ruffles or your Lay's, one's thicker than the other, or your kettle chip, I don't know, 50. 50 chips.
36.
Okay.
You know, we're just a couple of years away from electing a bartender to the presidency.
Hmm? Who's the bartender?
AOC.
Oh, that's right. She was. She's going to run at some point. Unless somebody up where in her district realizes that the 24 votes she won by to go and virtually control the House of Representatives gets smart and gets rid of her.
But as of today, we have only had one president who was, in fact, a fully licensed bartender.
You are correct. Lincoln was a bartender. He owned a bar.
That is true.
When he started off on his own.
Before he became a lawyer, he co-owned a bar in Illinois.
Yep. He was a tavern owner.
And, you know, we all are aware of him as a historical figure. But I've read a lot about him.
Yeah.
He was genuinely beloved. Long before he became president, people just loved the guy.
He would go into a town where he didn't know anybody, and he'd ingratiate himself and want to be involved in every kind of civic thing going on.
And he could kick anybody's ass.
Yeah, well, he was a log splitter.
Yep. All right, this is a fact. A Japanese samurai visited Europe on a formal diplomatic mission in 1615.
Okay.
The samurai got to Europe by first sailing east to Mexico and then to Europe.
Well, took the scenic route.
That was in 1615.
Okay.
Japan would not make another diplomatic trip to Europe until 1862.
It's like 150 years, Dave.
Well, I'm not good at math, so I wouldn't back that up.
That's my guess. Thereabouts 150.
Well,
give or take a year.
Yep.
Or two.
You know, we got to keep you up to date on everything. And we talked about it briefly yesterday. But the Anti-Defamation League just added 36 new entries to its database of hate symbols.
This is so ridiculous. Oh, by the way, I know what's bothering me today. You know what I did yesterday?
What?
Got my flu shot.
Oh, yeah, that'll make you insane.
My arm's sore, and I'm thinking nuts.
And they've announced that something we all grew up with that has such a positive history in America, because you make the hand sign for okay.
Yeah.
You know, old Kinderhook.
Right there.
He's okay.
Yep. That's bad.
Well, that is now a hate symbol for white supremacists.
Somebody just sent us a picture of Eddie Murphy as Axel Foley. What's he doing, Dave? Eddie Murphy.
Yep, giving the okay.
Yep. Yeah, he's a closet white supremacist.
I guess so. What is this? I don't even know what I'm doing half the time if it's the all these new rules.
This started out as a joke. It was started out on 4chan, 8chan, and Reddit to troll overly sensitive people. You know what I mean? Punking them.
Yeah.
It's a put-on. It's a joke. By claiming that the okay hand gesture was a way to make the letters white power, WP, with your hand. It's a joke. God. It's a put-on.
Rob, you like that Reddit stuff. Did you know that stuff was going on?
I've seen the language and the conversations, but I didn't buy into it.
It's a giant troll.
Yeah.
And they bought it.
Unbelievable. What else is on there?
And they're aware of this, but they say now that the line between memes and trolling and legitimate hate have become blurred.
Yeah, and Dave, stop moving your hands around. Those are gang signs.
Sorry, bro. Just flashing.
And they actually admit it, that if somebody gives you the okay sign, it's up to you to determine the context, because many times it can be perfectly fine.
Stop flashing the gang signs. You know, I will say something for Dave the Waterman.
He knows his gang signs.
He does. And I'm going to tell you, you know, Trump's all on the MS-13 stuff. Dave the Waterman was telling us about this horrible gang back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Very bad gang, brother. You don't mess with them.
I didn't ask you to get throw in the
I'm
brother.
I'm just saying, you don't mess with them, Stan. Plain and simple.
You put him into tough guy mode now.
Yeah, he went right into tough guy mode.
I'm just saying. Man,
that's what I'm saying, brother.
Hey, bro. Okay.
What? Stop that!
I don't like it when you act tough, Dave.
Yeah, because it's not becoming to you.
Don't you remember you're good now?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying.
In a moment.
Jeez. Visit Jason and
Todd at the Diamond District. Summer has come to an end, and my friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District have exciting news for you. They are overstocked on beautiful diamond jewelry and will close out the month of September with a liquidation sale. This weekend only, no reasonable offer will be refused on the largest selection of diamond jewelry in Southwest Florida. Beautiful diamond bracelets, stunning diamond earrings, pendants, rings, and more are all being marked down for this event. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with over 3,000 engagement rings. Jason and Todd want to meet you personally this weekend, and as they prepare for fourth quarter, you'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Make your deal directly with Jason and Todd. This is a rare and amazing opportunity, as no reasonable offer will be refused. The Diamond District will liquidate beautiful jewelry, and you will save like never before.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Japan Airlines just launched a new feature on its website that will help you avoid sitting next to a baby on a flight.
You know about that, Dave.
We are lucky enough to have our very own expert on the subject, Dave Baby, the Waterman.
Baby Dave.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is the worst experience anybody could have.
What happened, Dave?
Well, on my flight...
Let me tell you, brother.
No, it just so happens.
That's no joke.
Yeah.
All brother.
Right, see,
hey, just stop
so,
that.
All right, sorry, man. I fall into it. It just so happens I had a woman with a baby riding on her lap, and she decided to change the diaper right next to me. Literally woofing in my face with diaper stank.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And why is it that you have to have approved child seats, jumper seats, and all of that for an automobile, but yet you go on a cramped plane with 256 people, you can have a lap baby?
They haven't thought of it yet.
Right.
And I don't think, you know, Cheney or Rumsfeld manufactures child airplane seats. As soon as they do, it'll be mandatory.
Yep. New rule.
Yep, when you pick your seats for Japan Airlines, there's an icon on any seats where children 2 and under are in the vicinity, so you can make sure you're as far away as possible.
That's a great thing.
57% of the public are enthusiastic about it.
Yep, U.S. Airlines won't do it, though.
17% don't like it, and 26% are too dumb to have an opinion.
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think there's that many, and I didn't think it was this high. There's a high percentage of the population that have never been on a jet before.
You sure about that, or are you making this up?
I don't think so. I want to say that when we asked it as a question of the week one time when D-Train was still here, and he was well into his 18 or 19 before he was ever on a plane.
Yeah, he was in his late teens before he flew.
The people that don't like it, parents. They don't like it because they feel they're being discriminated against. And
And
they don't want strangers to know where they're sitting.
You know, they used to allow smoking on the plane in the back of the plane, and they took that away from us. What would you rather smell? Baby poop? Or a nice menthol cool?
Well, see, Dave had the worst of both worlds because the child that he was exposed to was just on the edge of still being a baby.
Yeah.
Because when they're really young...
Oh, there's nothing there.
It doesn't smell too bad. No. Not too much. He had one that was right on the edge of graduating to toddler.
Yeah, probably
big one.
Probably even a little late bloomer with using the toilet. Huh?
Yeah, that was a full diaper.
Remember my friend, my dad's friend Andy Cambo. He had his son was like 6. And still had to wear a diaper.
Oh, geez.
It just didn't adapt well to the toilet.
Probably still nursing.
Yep.
Sick.
Disgusting. Oh, we stay in Japan. A man in Japan was driving last week when a van started riding his ass, tailgating him to the extreme. The driver couldn't figure it out. It was freaking him out. It's like something from Duel. Why won't this guy get off my ass?
Yeah.
Well, then an airdrop message appeared on his iPhone. Now, if you are one of the millions of people that don't have an iPhone or don't know what airdropping is, it's a feature that would let you send photos and files to any iPhones nearby, and unless you go into your privacy settings, nearly anyone can try to airdrop a picture to your phone. Well, the airdrop message came from the driver of that tailgating van, and it was an urgent, simple message, only 4 words long.
Yeah.
The message read as follows, quote, "Poop, let me pass." Like a message I've received about Dave. Your friend, toilet sick.
Yeah.
And now that he understood why the van was tailgating him, he gladly pulled over and allowed old Turtlehead to speed by. The guy posted a screenshot of the message on Twitter, and now it's gone viral.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 47-year-old gent named Steve Whitehurst was out shopping at a mall in England, minding his own business last Sunday, accompanied by his 46-year-old girlfriend, Mandy.
All right. I see a picture of the lovely couple right now. Oh. Easy. They're from England.
Steve and Mandy purchased about $500 worth of clothing from a store. You'd think they'd be pleased with a pretty nice sale.
Yeah.
Instead of thanking Steve for his purchase, the female store manager confronted him and accused him of retail theft.
What?
Even though he'd just purchased $500 worth of clothing. Why did she suspect him?
Yeah, why?
She said it was obvious that he had shoved some merchandise down his pants. Believing she'd caught him red-handed, pointing to the bulge in his crotchal region as proof. Steve protested his innocence. It was quite insulting to be accused of stealing after dropping $500 in the store. Eventually, to prove his point, Steve went into an enclosed area of the store, accompanied by a male security guard,
male trouser tramp,
to drop his pants and prove once and for all if he had stolen anything or not. He was not. The male security guard was treated to a glimpse of his 10-inch manhood. Steve is obviously outraged over being accused, but the store's parent company is actually defending the incident. They say he was acting suspicious. He was abusive to the manager when she confronted him. And they claim no one told him to drop his pants.
No.
He made that decision on his own.
Right. And his wife is still, even despite the shoplifting charge, very proud.
Well, and we know what it's like.
Yes, we do.
You know, that's a form of discrimination that sure nobody is. Ever defends.
Don't try to shame me about that.
Yep. I'm just as God made me, sir.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Friday, September 27th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. How many times have you been caught shoplifting, Dave? You've shoplifted.
You said caught. Dave doesn't get caught.
No, sure doesn't. And the record continues. We'll be back.
Shut up, man.
What, are you arguing with me? You saying you get caught?
Yeah,
you get
caught.
No. Yeah.
Who gets caught? Not me.
Yeah.
Done, son.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Few more minutes with Matt Mangus down at South Street for happy hour, and don't forget tomorrow At noon, a free brunch concert at South Street with $15 bottomless Bloody Marys featuring Messer Live, special guest just added, Sunflower Dead, all going to be brunch noon tomorrow at South Street. So that's pretty good. Rob's show will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Here's Dave.
All right, all right, all right. Stan, quick update here. We got two on the board. Lehigh Acres crash, the 5,000 block of Lee Boulevard right in front of Trusted Professional Park. And then Fort Myers a crash, Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. And you're up to date.
Thank you very much. We've been playing a few things from the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. Giles Martin completely revamping it and really pumping it up. And then you got a bunch of the outtakes and stuff. What are you going to play us, Haney?
Well, I thought we'd agreed that we'd do the end.
Okay.
Because they say the guitars are quite something on that.
Yes, they take out a lot of the symphonic stuff, and it's just them, like, jamming.
And we may have time for another one. This is about 2 minutes and change.
We will have time for another one. Go, Ringo.
Ringo finally got his drums heard.
Yep. Yep. Of the
yeah,
end.
That's the album.
Go to the end, the outtake.
Take three.
And they keep going. That's not it.
That is it.
A little different. You got this, Ringo. Unfinished.
Yeah, they didn't put the lead on.
Yeah, I heard a different version this morning.
No, you didn't. You heard the one I played earlier. The mix is the only other one on there.
All right. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Kids these days have it too good with their boy bands. I'll explain what I mean. Nowadays, every boy band's like One Direction. It's all cute guys. Back in my day, a boy band was mostly cute guys, plus one creepy old dude you had to put up with. That was a boy band. Oh, you like the Backstreet Boys? You like Nick and Brian? Well, here's Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's 45. He's got a wife and kids. Notice anything about Kevin's shoes? Sensible. Kevin was like the skull on the edge of Shakespeare's desk, just reminding us all that this too shall pass. Sometimes, if the lead guy in a boy band was cute enough, he came with two sad sack pieces of Oh, you like NSYNC? You think Justin Timberlake's dreamy? Yeah, well, he comes with Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick. Yeah. I hope you like your dream boats with a side of a pizza shop owner and a walking, talking pineapple. Guys, I don't expect you to remember what Chris Kirkpatrick looks like, but do yourself a favor and Google him, and then immediately Google a pineapple. And just play spot the differences. Let's put it this way. If Chris Kirkpatrick ever robbed you and then ran into a produce aisle, you'd be like, well, it could be any one of them.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. If you're going to be this weekend stuck on a sofa watching the NFL, then you want to hear from this guy.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
How are you, buddy? How was your week?
It's been relatively quiet, thank you.
You gotta love that. No problem from the son-in-law?
Well, that's still yet to be determined, but this week at least there haven't been any process servers or whatnot. Well,
that's good.
I heard that you have a gentleman by the name of Matt Mangus.
Yeah, he's our program director, Broadway.
Is he any relation to Hugh Mangus?
I don't know. I'd have to ask him. He's down in Naples right now. Why do you bring that up?
Well, because there was a gentleman in New York on the radio by the name of Hugh Mangus.
Now, I'll have to ask him if he's related to Hugh Mangus. I'll have to ask him.
Well, okay then.
Okay. By the way, you had another pretty darn good week last week picking the games. You picked 15 of them. You were 9-6. That makes you 19-11 overall for the year. So
well,
nice job.
Let's keep that momentum rolling. If there's one thing I know, you got to have that momentum.
Yep. By the way, did you pick Philadelphia to beat Green Bay?
Absolutely not.
All right, here
Green
we go.
Green Bay at home or at Philadelphia, they're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Okay. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 4 in the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, New England, Kansas City, Indianapolis, the Chargers, the Giants, Baltimore, Houston, the Rams, Arizona, Chicago, Jacksonville, Dallas, and Pittsburgh. Broadway, you started out strong this season. Let's keep it going for your third week. We didn't pick them on week one, so you're going 3 weeks in, and you're doing great this year.
Well, that's the first time I've heard anybody say that about me in a long time.
There he goes. Broadway Joe, there he's left us. Where's, there he goes. He's gone officially.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.